not a boat. It's not a basement. It's a balcony.
Ah.
From high. Over the city. This is music from the balcony.
It is.
Yes.
Always from the balcony.
Yeah, so far, yeah, every time.
The best place to hang out, I think.
It's pretty close to the top of the list, yeah.
At least it's at the top of the building.
It is, third floor. You can't get any higher than this.
In this, no, not really. Around here, it's kind of nice.
Not in your city, no. There aren't a lot of places that are much taller than three stories in the area that we're in now.
No, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, hello everybody. My name is Scott.
My name is Anthony, and from our view on the balcony, we're looking down on the Masons.
Oh my goodness.
Sneaky bastards.
It's a conspiracy. We're looking down on them. Ha ha.
There, now you can try and find where we are, you creepy fuckers.
Ugh.
So anyway,
That's all I need is groupies, man, hanging around.
Yes, you do. Anyway, we have a good show for you today. We have another lesson for you in our 101 series. One of our favorite bands of the recent age. Tell them what it is, Scott.
The name of the band is The White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
And we have a great sampling from many or almost all of their records, I think. I think it's all of their records.
Yeah, we pick songs from all their records.
And a bunch of live stuff. And it's going to be a rocking good time for the next couple hours. And I think everybody will enjoy it.
Yeah,
I certainly will. It'll be an education to me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of their stuff, but you're familiar and you really like them. And I love them. I think they're great.
So. A lot of other people like them, and I'm going to learn a lot today.
Yeah, I think in the last maybe 10 to 15 years of rock, there aren't a lot of good bands, or, you know, there hasn't been a lot of good stuff released, and I think they're one of the kind of bright spots. It's them and the Black Keys and some other sporadic kind of people.
Things worth going back listening to.
Yeah, or people that release multiple albums that were great. Like, some people were kind of, you know, one record wonders in the rock kind of world in the last 20 years or so. But the White Stripes put out, what, 6 albums?
I think six
studio albums, and then the live one at the end, and they're all great. They're all really, really great. Like, there isn't a bum track on any of them, really.
And with Jack White's production, and
yeah, he's a great producer.
Meg White just beat the hell out of those drummers. Oh my god!
Yeah, and he's a good songwriter, and they start out as pretty primal, doing just straight ahead rock and roll shit, and then later on they did some experimentation and. I think with him, when he was doing the White Stripes, they were kind of, you were always in good hands with where he was going to go. I'm not as big into the Raconteurs, you know, and I don't like the Dead Weather at all. Like,
I don't think I've heard the Dead Weather.
Don't even fucking bother. But for some reason, when he's in this guise, you know, working in this milieu, graduate student word. He hits really well here. So let's start out with one of them solid rock and roll songs. This is one of my favorite ones. Tell the people what it is.
This is called You're Pretty Good Looking for a Girl.
Oh yeah, you're pretty good looking. Looking for a girl, your eyes are wide open.
This song is called We're Gonna Be Friends. Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Time with friends, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the buds we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We'll walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime rules, throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. And we don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. A teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she loves the way you sing. And tonight I dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the buns and alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Women, listen to your mothers. Don't just succumb to the wishes of your brothers. Take a step back, take a look at one another. You need to know the difference between a father and a lover. Women, listen to your mothers. Don't just succumb to the wishes of your brothers. Take a step back, take a look at one another. You need to know the difference between a father and a lover. Women, listen to your mothers. Don't just succumb to the wishes of your brothers. Take a step back, take a look at one another. You need to know the difference.
Well, I can easily understand. It's just the kind of make you drive yourself away. Each simple gesture done by me is counteracting and leaves me standing here with nothing else to say. Completely baffled by a backward indication that an inspired word will come across your tongue. Hands moving up, but to propel the situation, I've simply halted, now the conversation's done.
There's no one for you.
For the proper time to tell you that it's impossible to get along with you. It's hard to look you in the face when we are talking, so it helps to have a mirror in the room. I've not been really looking forward to the performance, but there's my cue and there's a question on your face. Fortunately, I have come across an answer, which is go away and do not leave a trace.
I think we've got some action coming up now. Will Lee leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Big Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole. Plural.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, that stomped, man.
Now, that is some serious guitar and drum playing right there.
God damn. All right.
Just a mean-ass thumper.
Should I tell the people what we played?
Please.
All right. So we started with a great, great song that I really like. You're Pretty Good Looking for a Girl from Distigil. And then, because we were going to play it, it's a really well-known song, so we just got it out of the way. We're going to be Friends from Under Great White Northern Lights, their live album, their swan song record. And then, it's a bummer that their last release is going to be a live record and not a studio.
Well, I think that's actually appropriate, because it sort of covers all their records, really.
I'd like one more fucking studio album. I really like them so much.
You captured them hot and live, though. That was,
it's
a very cool rock and
record. A great album. It's a good movie, too. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, you should see the movie. I think it might be on Netflix.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you should check that out. You really should. It's good. And then a track with Meg singing, Passive Manipulation from Get Behind Me, Satan. And then we played a cover of a Dolly Parton song called Jolene. I don't recall where that's from, but I found it on the internet. And then a great song from Elephant called There's No Home For You Here.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one, man.
Just brutal. These early records, the two early records, Elephant and the White Stripes, are just brutal.
Yeah. And then we finished up with something from their first record, the self-titled The White Stripes, Susie Lee. And that was a great fucking song, too. Man. Oh. Boom, boom, boom. I love when they do that kind of ominous thing where she's just hitting the cymbal and then she starts pounding like whatever fucking massive kick drum she has. She sounds like Godzilla walking down
really
the street.
Exactly. Just ba-doom, ba-doom. That's why they call that one record Icky Thump. Man,
Jesus Christ. That lady hits hard, man.
And there'll be a track from that record in the next set, actually. Two tracks.
Oh, yeah. So
Like there'll be two tracks. But yeah. At any rate.
Well, the first song we're going to get back to, let's just get back to it because we're enjoying this. The first one we're going to go back to Get Behind Me, Satan, which is an album I really like. And you have that one, right?
Yes, I do. That's one of their first. Smokes.
Yeah, that's one of their first kind of experimental, let's do other things. There's not a lot of guitar on that album.
No, but it really breaks through. That's, I think, their breakthrough record. And then, and then came the record that came right after that. And that's... Really, I think, solidified their sound, actually.
Yeah, that one's more of a rock record. That one kicks ass. But I really like Get Behind Me, Satan, too, so let's play Little Ghost.
Okay.
Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's night, you're down to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect the specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's night, you're time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I awoke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's night, you're down to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition, but because of my condition, I fell in love with a little ghost, and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Sing it loud.
It might sound silly for me to think childish thoughts like these, but I'm so tired of acting tough, and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest, 'cause if I'm the man that you love the most, you can say I do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the hotel you're by. They're glad to see you later. All they got inside is vacancy. And it's a 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella, grab hold of me, 'cause I'm your baby fella. All they got inside is vacancy.
Be the boy to warm your mother's heart. I'm so scared to take you away. I tried to win her over right from the start, but something always got in the way. We've been sitting in your backyard for hours, but she won't even come out and say hi. While my mother baked a little cake for you, and even dreaded when you said goodbye. What kind of car wheels do I have to pull? What kind of jokes should I lay out of now? High school, just to make a notice that I'm around. Well, nothing I can mumble seems to work. It feels like everything I say is a lie. Never have I felt like such a jerk. I'm afraid to even open my eyes, because I really don't want her to judge me. I want her to really know who I am, and then and only then will she love me. Well, at least that was the plan. If ever a boy needed a holiday, if ever a girl needed someone to hold, hope I don't act the same way by the time that I get that
Well, I can't keep from laughing, spitting out these 300 mile per hour alcohol blues. I'm breaking my teeth off, trying to bite my lip. There's all kinds. That color which never fails to turn me blue. So I just saw it and hold on to it and use it to scare the hell out of you.
He's going to have the shiniest
pair of
shoes.
That's a great line, man.
Oh, I like that one. Good old Jack. He can always come up with a good lyric.
He's a pretty good writer. He really is. I really like that one. That was funny. So why don't you tell the people what... actually, let me do this. I'll do this bit, and then you can do the plugs after this.
Go right ahead.
So the first track we played was Little Ghost from Get Behind Me, Satan. And then we went off to play... We went off to play. We went on to play.
Oh,
we scampered off around.
We scampered off and skipped off to play.
And then...
then we played.
We played Prickly Thorn But Sweetly Worn from Icky Thump. And then one of my favorite White Stripes songs ever, and one you were really liking a lot.
I like that. It just rocked hard.
Hotel Yorba from White Blood Cells. And then we played I Want to Be the Boy to Warm Your Mother's Heart from Elephant. And then we finished up with 300 Miles Per Hour Torrential Outpour Blues, also from Icky Thump. And that was a great song.
Smoking, man. Okay. Well, plug's time, all right, ladies do the plugs. And gentlemen. I shall. First place to go is email. Please send us an email because we would like to hear from you. The email address is balconyradio@gmail.com. Let's start right there. Everybody has an email account that can hear this show. Maybe you don't, but maybe you should get one. So,
if they're listening to a podcast, they have a fucking email account.
True enough. So balconyradio@gmail.com. The next place you can go to is our ever-popular and ever-changing and ever-evolving website called balconyradio.com. There you can hear our 24-hour stream. You can hear our, you can read our playlist for all the shows that we play. You can even listen to archive shows that we've stored there on the website. And as I said, you can listen to our stream, which is happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or more or less, or you know how those electronic computer things go. But we try and keep it up there. I try and keep it up there as long as possible. It comes here from my little computer here that's sitting in front of me. So
the mighty website.
The mighty website, balconyradio.com. And you can also friend us on the internet.
Don't forget the donate button.
Oh, yes. Oh, of course. Thank you. You can support us by clicking the donate button there on the website and giving us a little maybe financial support to help us get new equipment and upgrade and to make us even better than we already are. Well, it's not that shitty. You know, it's all right. It does the job.
It's an old board.
You're listening to it right now. And
yeah. I mean, our board does the trick, but, you know, people, we're giving you a lot of free stuff, so a lot of free good music.
Great music. That would be
a dollar or two. Seriously, that's all it takes from all of you. Literally a dollar would help us procure a new board.
Yes, boards and mics.
We're not looking for anything digital. We just wanted something that hasn't been beaten around, probably in somebody's van.
And maybe I can maybe throw a few bucks towards the hosts here on.
Well, actually, no. Well, and we wanted to get a third mic too. We should get another mic.
Third and fourth, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see some of that first.
So that's the support button there at balconyradio.com.
Yeah, any support is well. How do I want to word that?
Any support is welcome.
Is welcomed. Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Okay, now back to the internets again, and you can friend us at on Facebook by typing in Balcony Radio and friending us there and giving us the thumbs up and saying, hey, good job, guys. We're doing good, or tell us exactly how you feel. So that's Balcony Radio on Facebook, and you can, like I said, friend us there, and, you know, it's always good to have a good friend. And you can also go to listen to the podcast on iTunes and support us there as well.
Subscribe.
Yes, you can subscribe to the iPod to the iTunes iPod broadcast, the podcast.
Wow. Yeah.
You can support us at the podcast is what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
Subscribe.
Yeah, just type in Balcony Radio into your search. And
there it is. We'll have
take a listen, click subscribe, and leave a comment, please.
We'll try and put a show up there every Sunday, maybe two shows during the week.
Yeah, one at a time, definitely. But yeah, we might have to sprinkle some in because we bank so many of them love doing this so much.
It's just too much fun.
So yeah, let's get back to the music.
Okay. The man says get back to the music. We shall. This is called Forever For Her from Get Behind Miss Satan.
And forever for her is over for me. Forever, just a word that she said that means never. To be with another together, and with the weight of her feather, it tore into me. Then I knew it, and all the work that it took to get through it. On the wings of a feather that flew it, fell under my shoe. Yeah.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
If you think that a kiss is all and the lip was come on, you got it all wrong, man. And if you think that our dance was all and the hip so well, then do the twist. If you think all the nouns is all in the fingers, grab hold of the soul where the memory lingers. And make sure to never do it with the singer, cause I'll tell everyone in the world what he was thinking about the girl. Yeah, what he's thinking about the girl. Oh, a lot of people get confused in the pros where you're easy when it comes to love. I start putting on the shoes and walking out of singing, boy, I think I had enough. Is this because she makes a big prophecy to me? And the truth, like you know, there's no stopping it. The bell, like you know, there's no rocking it. And the truth, like you know, there's no stopping it. Somebody left you feeling bloody, must have been a bundle thing control. Must have been a lot of under, can never make it wonder how the hell she could feel so cold. Now you're left denying the truth, and it's written in the wisdom in the back of your tooth. And you just spit it out in a telephone booth while you call everyone that you know. And I said, where do you think she goes? Oh, where do you think she goes? Oh, the problem where you know there's no rocking it, and the truth where you know there's no stopping it. Hey! That you know there's no rocking it, and the truth that you know there's no stopping it. You recognize the effect and the flex that it's coming when she boxes the boat. But it's the cause hitting on the cardinal laws about the problem that's to hang her cold. So do you, so do you, so do you. The truth is still hidden in the stone blaze of all of the lost little kitten. But you should know that the doctor's one kitten, she'd be singing it all alone. But you were hearing a devil song. Yeah, you were hearing a devil song. But you were hearing a devil song.
You claim that you own me forever.
What is it? That's Sun House, right? Death Letter?
That I believe you are correct about that.
Fuck. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs to play really loud in the car when I'm driving on the freeway.
Yeah, absolutely, that's, man, because that's the bottleneck. You know, I love that bottleneck sound.
Yeah,
goes,
I do
wow,
too.
Wow, it just screams.
Fucking crazy, man.
Love it.
All right. Hey, why don't you tell the people this time?
Whoa, my goodness. We started out with a song from Get Behind Me, Satan, an album that I am truly enamored with. I really love that record.
It's really good, yeah.
Forever For Her was the name of the track from that one, and it just smokes, like I said.
I think that's my favorite track on that one.
It really embodies their sound. I think it really just, it's the best production they had up to that point, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's
a really good producer, just not to interrupt. But no. He really produces other people really well. Like, you like that Loretta Lynn record a lot, too.
I love Van Leer Rose is a great record.
And he produces all their records, and the Wanda Jackson record is pretty good. I've heard some of it. And he's done some other producing for some people here and there. And he produced the Dead Weather record, and, you know. But
he's inspired, he's uninspired, whatever. But yeah. He does it all down in that Nashville studio of his, man. And
he's got a whole setup there. It's pretty cool.
Good for him. We also had, let's see, what did we also have for Forever Her? We also had Black Math Live from Under Great White Northern Lights. Yes. Another really great record.
Somewhere in Canada.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Black Math. And let's see. We had a song that was recorded live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. We had the Denial Twist. And I don't...
Yeah, KCRW can rock out occasionally.
Yes.
I'm sure that was after 9 a.m., though.
I don't know which CD of theirs that's off of, but that's...
Oh, that's off, like, Volume 2 or 3. That's a while ago.
Is that right?
Well, that's... No, I don't know. They just started releasing the Morning Becomes Eclectic as records not very long ago, so... It's on in like three, maybe it's on an early volume. Okay. I should have included that. Sorry, I didn't.
No, they're holding back the information from me, folks. I don't know what to tell you.
It's really cool. It's one of those times where being a duo is really helpful to them because they're playing in the radio space, which isn't very large, and they had all their stuff out. So they had room to move around.
Good for them. That was
unlike
excellent.
Some of the other bands I've seen there who are just standing beside each other, which is really cool. Yeah, go to YouTube and just type in Morning Becomes Eclectic. You get some really good performances, and the White Stripes do a few songs.
All right. Expecting was followed that from the album White Blood Cells, another rockin' record, and let's see, another rockin' record, Elephant, also from, a song called In the Cold, Cold Night.
Meg on vocals.
Ooh, Meg. She doesn't sing that often, but I think she has one track on every record, I think, where she sings.
I just think about, so, yeah. Just on about most of every. Them, she has one track at least, yeah.
And that was
I like that song.
Lengthier one than the one we heard.
Yeah, an actual song.
Yeah, that was
a
really
whole song.
A whole song. And she's not bad. She's all right.
No, not at all.
She does it in her own way. And let's see, Death Letter from Distigil. And we finished up with
Death Letter, yeah.
Red Death Letter. Red Death at... Oh, so we finished up with Death Letter.
That's the next song. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I'm having too much fun.
Look at the list,
man. I'm having way too much fun playing way too much great music.
Yeah, we can tell.
Oh, my goodness. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. This is Balcony Radio. And I guess we got one more set for you. And let's start it out with a song that Scott already told you we were going to play. This is from a...
Sorry.
This is cool. This is from a cool collection that I found online called Sympathetic Sounds of Detroit. And it's a collection of all the bands that have come out there recently, all those kind of garagey bands in the last couple of decades. And this is, what's this one called?
This is called Red Death at 614.
Turn You ever think a country song would be a top 40 hit? Nowadays, I didn't. On the fifth day of May, but I could not hold on to her that long, so I cut off my hair and I rode straight away to the wide unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. Divided line ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right. Went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. When a man in the corner, he approached me for a match. I knew right away it was not ordinary. He said, are you looking for something easy to catch? I said, I got no money. He said, that ain't necessary. Oh, we set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, where are we going? He said, we'll be back by the fourth. I said, that's the best news that I ever heard. I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds, and the world's biggest necklace as we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold. I was thinking about ISIS, as I thought I was so reckless. I should tell me that one day we'd meet up again. The facts a bit different the next time we read. The bull I could hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best this has had. Well, I picked up his body and I dragged him inside. I threw him down in the hole and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer and then I felt satisfied. I rushed back to find ISIS just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek hits the rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time and I rode on ahead. Well, I said, where you been? She said, no place special. She said, she looked different. I said, well, I guess. She said, she'd been gone. I said, it's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay? I said, if you want me to, yes. Time. Trust me, you, it's what drives me insane. I can remember the little lady that just smiled on the fifth day of May in the drizzling rain.
I am using radio voice.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
I suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you still don't wanna hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you wanna do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. You just keep on repeating all those empty I love yous until you see you deserve better. I'm gonna lay right into you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told, just as a child of 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Stop. Stop in the name of rock.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For that, you got to read the. You have to read the thing.
I'm backing away from the mic.
You're backing far away from the mic for that stupid, stupid comment. Okay, well, we started out with a song from the album Sympathetic Sounds of Detroit. And a song called Red Death at 6:14.
That's a pretty good album too, man. You should check out the rest of that. There's a lot of good Detroit bands, a lot of great rock and roll.
And that song just smoked too.
That one I really liked a lot.
Just
yeah.
Burning it up there, man. Jesus, that's amazing. Then we went back to the live record Under Great White Northern Lights, and I just don't know what to do with myself and the sing along with the audience who know the music so very well.
Yeah, they're hipsters. They probably know it from Dusty Springfield.
That's not unusual. That's not too far from the truth, I would say. I don't know. Anyway, another cover version we heard he did of Dolly Parton's song earlier. This one is
they.
Excuse me,
jerk.
I beg your pardon. Isis, the name of that one, and a live track found
from somewhere.
In the inner space world. And excuse me, a song from Icky Thump, and You Don't Know What Love Is, and You Just Do As You're Told. You don't know what love is, you just do as you're told.
Good title.
Yes. He always comes up with some great titles.
Yeah, I love the long titled ones. Those are great.
Yes. I Want to Be the Boy to Warm Your Mother's Heart. Yeah, that's a good one. Jack's got a great sense of humor. And the White Blood from the White Blood Cells record, we heard I Can't Wait, which finished off the set. No, I'm sorry. Stop Breaking Down finished off the set from the White Stripes. So
from their first album.
From their first record, yes it is. And that ended the show, and that ended the last set. And thank you very much for listening.
It did everything, yes.
It did it all, man. Very
like
nice.
Like a lead balloon, it ever ended everything, yes. So, this was our show. Thank you so much for listening. This was Balcony Radio 101 Series, lesson number 11, The White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
Let's introduce ourselves one more time.
My name is Scott.
My name is Anthony. Thank you again for listening.
For listening and supporting us.
And supporting and
friending
us. Subscribing and just being a general good person for sticking with us for a couple of hours with you and me and Jack and Meg.
And,
so,
and everything that goes on here at the balcony.
Yeah, so we got one last song, and this is a real personal favorite of mine. I really fucking love this song.
Okay.
This one rocks. There's some good audience participation, which I know you're a fan of.
I do like that.
You like clapping along.
I like the participation, as long as it's done very well.
Yeah, this one is. So why don't you tell the people what we're
this
playing.
This is called I'm Slowly Turning Into You.
Thanks for listening.
Night all.
To you, and I'm sorry to
This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In...
The Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Paul Quinn.
Your...
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Earholes. Plural.